This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Nathan from the DBCC and I'm here with Stephen, one of the founders of the DBCC. How are you, Stephen?
I'm great, thanks, Nate. Good to see you.
Good to see you too. Today we're going to be talking about nutrition and why the DBCC has such a large emphasis on nutrition. So first of all, Stephen, could you describe to me, briefly, what you would describe good nutrition to be?
Yes, I can. Thanks for that open-ended, massive question. Of course I can. Good nutrition really kind of probably relates to what someone's goals are, but the fundamental premise, certainly one that we follow at the centre of the DBCC, is that health comes first. So we obviously specialise in losing fat. That is the result, that's the aim that we really specialise in, and that's what our clients on the whole are really looking to achieve, and that's what we specialise in. But before that comes health, because it is possible to lose weight without actually thinking about your health and doing it in an unhealthy way. I mean, that's why there's things like Cambridge diet, SlimFast, other types of controlled low calorie types of diets, ones that don't worry about what you're actually ingesting, putting into your body, whether it's giving you enough nutrients to be healthy, to live daily, to essentially, I mean, one of the fundamental principles as well is that healthy food is a food that allows you to essentially, if you want to boil it down, to live longer, healthier, so it is anti-disease, whereas a lot of other types of foods are actually pro-disease, and it can be quite a simple distinction between, for example, a McDonald's hamburger is pro-disease, whereas coconuts or coconut oil or something of that such nature is anti-disease. Mm-hmm. So all of the recommendations nutritionally that we make and that form part of the Real You transformation process, the fundamental first principle that they have to be in line with is they have to be anti-disease, pro-health, essentially.
Okay, so I mean the DBCC has probably always been known for, probably from in front of it, the training and the fat loss. When was nutrition first brought in to be quite a major part of the DBCC?
Well, actually it's from the very beginning, because we always found from all of the different courses we did, and obviously from training people, that you have to tackle nutrition, be it if we're talking just for fat loss, but actually to be responsible towards health as well. So it's no good if a client of ours, of all of us, is training really well, but we know that they're eating 5 McDonald's a week and we're not talking to them about that. Not necessarily that we're saying that's really bad, you've got to stop that, but you know, educating and motivating that client that they know that that's not going to get them to their results as fast as they want or can, but also they're not going to be as healthy whilst doing it. Because fundamentally, I'm going to throw it out there that most people want to be more healthy. Most people, as far as I'm concerned, and the clients we have, and the clients we encourage that fit in very well, want to live healthier, happier, longer lives. And that's what we're really fundamentally trying to improve and make happen with any of our nutritional guidance.
Okay. Touching on what you said about training and continuing to maybe eat foods that aren't going to be beneficial to results, if someone was looking to lose body fat quite quickly, would just training be an efficient move to make? Or would they have to change their nutritional intake to some degree to get the best results?
Well, it's an interesting question, because you see a lot of these different things. Is diet more important than training? Training's more important than diet? But I think it's too simplistic to look at it in those terms. What we've always found, and I know what you found, is that they're not mutually exclusive. So it's very easy to look at the world through a straw, and you only see that, yes, it's no good if you're exercising but you're eating too many calories. You won't be able to burn off that body fat. True. However, if you're exercising well, what happens is that to recover, just to feel better, to feel fitter, you will naturally tend to eat that little bit better. And that happens, and we've seen it happen before. So they're not mutually exclusive. But then again, you start eating better, and then you feel like you want to tone up, build a little bit of muscle tone. to feel better, to look better, and to be able to be a bit stronger. But one goes with the other. They're not, one's not more important than the other as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. Some people find one side of the equation a little bit easier to grasp a little earlier, but they're not mutually exclusive. They're both as important as each other in my mind. One, the exercise is not only important for fat loss, sure, but also for being able to be stronger, to live everyday life, be better, be fitter, to be able to run around with your children, to feel more confident. When you exercise, and you know this, the number of hundreds of clients that you train weekly, daily, is that people feel better when they're stronger and they feel more confident about themselves. So I know for myself, I can eat perfectly, but I don't feel as good if I'm not actually exercising as well. You know, my body fat, my body composition has probably not changed, but I don't feel as good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same sort of thing, and vice versa. If you're exercising but you're not eating as well, then you tend not to feel as good either. So there's not one or the other in our eyes. That's why we tackle them both.
Okay. I mean, there's been a lot of information in the news of late about sugar versus fat.
Mm-hmm.
And can you just give me your ideas on sugar versus fat? Because a lot of people are saying that, you know, sugar is the enemy. A lot of people are saying, you know, stay away from natural fats.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're defining fats as natural fats, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
Things like olive oil.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that tended to be the typical wisdom 10, 20 years ago, which was that to lose body fat to be healthier, you actually had to cut down your calories. And bearing in mind that a gram of fat has more calories than a gram of, say, sugar or a gram of protein, the wisdom back then was that the easiest way to cut down calories would be to cut down the amount of fat. Now, that's actually been debunked quite a few years ago now, that natural fats, in the sense of olive oil, in the sense of avocados, coconut oil, things like that, do not have, they're very beneficial. They're actually, like I was talking about earlier, they're anti-disease, so they're pro-health. They don't cause body fat storage. Just because they have a little few more calories doesn't mean that you're going to store more body fat. Hormonally, they're healthier than, say, when you're eating sugar. Now, the thing with sugar is that's linked with a whole host of different diseases. There's no getting away from the fact that if you want to be healthier, eating less sugar is one of the best ideas you can have. There is no real, I mean, you get some people that say, oh, but I need to have carbs. There's a very big difference between sugar and carbs. They're not the same. So to say, oh, I need to have sugar, that's wrong. You do not need to have sugar. It's not naturally what we were, we did not evolve. Needing sugar. It wasn't available until we found out a way to make and process it ourselves. So there's no kind of, besides the health factor, for fat loss, it makes fat loss an awful lot harder. Now, I'm not saying you have to be a nun and you don't have what we call metabolic reset meals, so a meal that actually is higher in calories and eat more foods that you typically wouldn't eat every day today because you know that they're not particularly healthy. That's fine, but most people tend to kid themselves and do it daily and don't realize the amount of actual sugar that they're eating every day. And sometimes good just to take it for a day and just kind of look at, write it down and work it out. How much sugar am I actually having? I'm having 6 cups of tea with a couple of teaspoons of sugar. I mean, that's a lot of sugar when you boil it up over a year. And for something that is literally pro-disease, it's not going to help you in 10, 15 years' time because it all adds up, and besides the fat loss impact, because, I mean, like, we obviously revolve around physical transformations, but health is very, very important. We would never compromise health for results. Our results all come from clients becoming healthier at the same time. And you can lose fat and eat sugar. We would never encourage it because you would be less healthy and your life expectancy is not as high. And there's a lot of studies now to kind of draw the correlation between, everyone knows on a packet of cigarettes it says, you know, it's going to drop 10 years off your life or whatever it says. But it's a very similar situation that they're beginning to understand with sugar and processed foods like that.
Yeah, and I mean, I think part of the problem is For a lot of people, maybe they don't understand how much sugar they're actually taking in, as you said, but not even in terms of just how many teaspoons of sugar they're putting into their tea. But in terms of, you know, like these healthy drinks or these healthy bars that you'll find, that you know, tend to be healthy but aren't necessarily so healthy. If someone was listening to this podcast today and wanted to start making some slight changes to their nutrition, start helping them to lose fat, what would you say would be the best thing that somebody could start doing?
Well, rather than cutting something out, which can be tricky, it's probably the easiest, and this would be the number one recommendation, would be to add in for breakfast a higher protein, higher healthy fat type of breakfast. So some scrambled eggs with some salmon is an ideal fat loss breakfast. It's also an ideal health breakfast and also an ideal energy breakfast for a child, children going off to school, or for an adult going off to work. Not only will it help you lose body fat doing that daily instead of, you know, I don't know, a typical breakfast, which would be a bowl of cereal of some sort or some toast, but give you more energy and also makes you healthier at the same time.
Awesome. Stephen, we'll end it there, but I mean, could you just please recap on what we've been talking about today?
Just that at the DBCC, certainly, and in our overall view, a fat loss nutrition plan has to be a health and nutrition plan at the same time. If you become healthy, you will lose body fat. It's not necessarily true that you lose weight and you become healthier. So it's very important that when looking to physically transform, you do it in a healthy way, because a healthy way will stay with you for the rest of your life.
Stephen, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to me today. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. If you've been listening to this podcast, I hope you found it interesting. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you, Nath.
This is Nathan from the DBCC. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedbcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.